This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie. I love that liner.
Yep, and I understand they're not that far away right now.
Steve Vischer is in town. He flew up from Australia, I think, on Thursday, last Thursday.
Okay, and with us we have Mr. Bob Mackey of the EAA Insurance Solutions Group.
Morning,
which
guys.
Nobody wants to think about insurance. We don't like insurance.
Yeah, number one,
we don't like paying for it.
And number one, people don't like insurance. Number two, they don't like insurance people.
Yeah, okay. I didn't think about that. But they do like insurance when the check arrives after they've pranged their whiz bang special.
Yeah.
Yeah, when accidents happen, it's good to know that you've got somebody behind you backing
up. Oh, wow. I thought it's going to break into the old Nationwide thing.
No, I'm not going there. This is not Nationwide.
It's insurance. It's an interesting concept. It's a concept that came out of the legal system. I mean, people became financially responsible for stuff that they couldn't afford to be financially responsible for. So, you had your bet. I mean, that's back in the day, they talk about Lloyd's of London. Lloyd's of London was a tea shop in London, and that's where the very rich people went, and people looking for somebody who was very rich to say, hey, look, if I give you $10,000, will you insure my ship so I haul all these spices to Asia? If my ship sinks, you'll pay for all the spices that get lost in my ship. And some rich person says, yeah, I'll give you coverage up to two or three hundred million pounds sterling or something like that. And, you give me this money and I'll do this. And it was a wager.
And little known, an industry was created.
Yeah. Yep, that's exactly right. So, but, it's fun. This is a great time to be here. I love Oshkosh.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And you look at all these different airplanes. I don't know how you guys decide if you're going or how much to charge for a new design home build or a one-off or whatever.
Well, our role's broker. We're the middleman. We're the person who basically gets the underwriter to take the risk for the client that's going to pay the premium. And a lot of times we do become the underwriter to a certain degree, because a lot of underwriters will look to us and say, hey, you guys know more about these airplanes than anybody else. So what do you think we should do? So they do come to us because we do specialize in the EA program for members. And we see some one-off stuff. And what we try to do is find the parallel. Now, this airplane's close to it. It's a lot like a Citabria. I mean, when the Crestavia came out, we made a comparison to other aircraft so that the underwriter could say, oh, okay, I get it. And right now, during this week, we'll probably have someplace near 40 insurance underwriters here on site come to Oshkosh, because they're aviators too. They love it. But they also come here to educate themselves.
Okay.
And we grab a hold of those people. We get them out there. I've had them up in powered parachutes. I've had them up in trikes. I've had them up in amphibians. I've had them up in warbirds and vintage and stuff like that. So that they can get passion, and passion helps them underwrite. And as a broker, I need products. I need products for my clients.
Right.
So that's what we do. We're helping them learn.
One of my personal interests has always been gyrocopters. Now, traditionally, nobody wanted to touch those, but this new generation that's coming out is completely different. They've solved a lot of those issues.
Absolutely. They've incorporated a lot in the designs we see today. They've incorporated a lot of stuff that they've learned since the days of the Benson. And we've right now... On a good gyrocopter risk, for some experience, the pilot's got some experience, even if it's a brand new first flight, we can line up the coverage. Now, and I've even done it for students. So it's a soft market. The underwriters are hungry. They're willing to do things. But we do insure an awful lot of gyrocopters. And
good. That's good to know.
So, I was going to say, you're saying a soft market, so that means you guys are willing to wheel and deal?
The underwriters are. Right. 10 years ago, we had 9 underwriting companies in North America. 9 companies that were taking a risk. 9 companies providing us a product to sell.
Now that is hull insurance and liability.
Yep. Okay. How many there are today?
Mm-mm.
20.
Wow.
So the pie is still the same size.
Right.
Instead of having 9 people fighting over the pie, now you got 20 people fighting over the pie.
Well, that's good for us consumers.
Absolutely. They're all supply and demand, but. In fact, I'll be talking about that on Thursday in my forum, but the fact it is a soft market. But some of these companies have become niche companies. There's companies that only do like warbirds and seaplanes and vintage and stuff like that, and they're really not big time into corporate jets and stuff like that. And then there's other companies that's their niche. So they've become kind of a niche market.
Right.
That doesn't mean that on any given risk you got 20 companies that are going to give you a quote. And as a broker, we're not going. I don't want to go around and try to get quotes from 20 companies. I haven't got that much time.
Right.
So you know, as a broker, the lay of the land, and which companies are going to be aggressive on that. And the 5, 6, 7 companies, and then you go to those companies and get the numbers, and then you make sure that you get the best options for the client. Some of them want to go liability only. Some of them want to go liability with ground coverage on the airplane, and some of them want to go full coverage. So as a broker, our job is to get all the options for them, explain the options to them, and then help them do their own personal risk management and help them, because then they're satisfied they bought the right product. Because if you leave it all nebulous, you know, go back to what we started out, you know, people don't like insurance. They don't trust insurance. It's paper. And nobody's going to have a claim anyway, right?
Yeah.
But you kind of help them become comfortable with it and confident with it. And, you know, that's the big thing.
Well, Bob, we're speaking with Bob Mackey, or Mackey. I don't know how you pronounce it.
It's Mackey.
Okay, anyway.
Well, down at the bar, they just call me just Bob.
Yeah, right.
Especially when you're buying, right?
Yeah. What is the most common insurance mistake the average home builder makes besides not getting it?
Well, that's what I was going to say. A lot of people just say, I don't need insurance, because they don't like insurance and they don't buy insurance. I think one of the most common things, the mistakes they make, is they just go in and say, I want a liability-only quote. And if a broker says, you know, hey, I'll get that for you, the broker should be saying, no, look, I appreciate that you want liability-only, but let me get all the options for you so you can look at it. They kind of predetermine that this is what they want to buy.
Right.
And then they don't look at that like, I don't want to see any options. And they should. So that predetermination is a mistake. And when you can get them, and the last thing you want to do is have a client call up and say, well, I've had a claim. My airplane's damaged. Nobody got hurt. No property got damaged. I got liability coverage, but my airplane's broke. And they say, so do I have coverage for that? And I say, well, no, you said you wanted liability only. Now, you know, nobody wants to blame themselves for that. That they want to say, well, it's your fault because you didn't make me buy physical damage.
Right.
So if you know, what your job is to help them make that decision. And if they make that mistake and they go with liability only and you gave them all the options, they'll come back and they're not going to blame you. You're going to say, you know what? I got my airplane fixed. I want to insure it. And I do want to buy that coverage. And your relationship, your friendship, and I think of it as friendship, your friendship with that client is still there. Because you're working with them, you don't want to add to that attitude.
Right.
That I hate insurance. You know, you don't want to add to
you
that.
You don't want to sit there and say, "I told you so." Nobody likes that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And you're talking about insurance, and it occurs to me that when you're dealing with general aviation, you're dealing with a fairly small segment of the market, but there's a lot of other aircraft out there as well. You know, there's commercial airliners, freighters, biz jets and everything. And with Oshkosh, are you geared more toward, say, the corporate pilot / home builder, or you're just looking at everything?
Everything from 19 to 90 and even below that, you know. All, everything, you name it. I mean, there's about 200,000 civilian general aviation personal use aircraft out there, and 5% of them are here. 5% plus are here this week. Mm-hmm. So, and a lot of people out here that.
How much does pilot experience and pilot background change the premium?
It depends. Well, it depends on the aircraft. The more sophisticated the aircraft, the more the experience level, you know, tailwheel, you know, things like that. That does come into play, but if it's a very docile, it's an RV-12, pilot experience is not going to weigh in as much. But if it's a
Glass Air, Lance Air,
Swearingen 300,
SX 300, you know, pilot experience plays a huge issue on that, or it's an amphib like a Sea Ray or something like that. Pilot issue plays a big issue on the pricing. So.
Should be aware of that when choosing our airplane.
Yeah. Well, I always say, you know, first things first, the forum I'm going to do here at 10 o'clock today, you know, secrets of buying insurance. The idea is, number one, make sure you pick the right airplane you're going to build or you're going to buy. And in that picking process, not just looking at your skills and the aircraft and the history of the aircraft, give us a call. we can tell you, okay, look, based on your experience today, this is the kind of numbers you're looking at. We can give them an indication. And if you're going to build the airplane, what is your pilot skills going to look like a year and a half from now when you get finished? Okay, this is what you can expect, and then check back with us. But the forum's really more about look before you leap.
Right.
Make
an informed decision.
Exactly. Look ahead.
Right.
Nothing's more disappointing to have a guy call you and say, "Well, I just bought this airplane." It's like, "Oh my goodness."
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, we do the best we can, but we can get it done, but it could have been done better.
Right. And it's not going to be cheap.
Yeah.
Well, and one of the things you want to do, too, is to try to make it painless. I mean, it really is disheartening when the guy calls up and says, "Hey, I got 42 hours total time, and I just bought a Citation jet."
Right.
What's the insurance going to be on it?
Yep. You're right. You're right. I never say never until I know it's never. So if somebody says, I don't think I can get insurance, I've tried everything I can. Well, until I know that every avenue has been exhausted, you work on it, and it's the challenge is fun.
Yeah, it's kind of like a scavenger hunt.
Yep. Yeah, in a way, I guess it would be.
Yeah. Well, call up, "Hey, Joe, I got this guy who bought this plane."
Yeah. "Hey, Moose, Rocco."
Yeah.
The thing is, insurance obviously is something that you don't ever want to use if you don't have to, but it's good to have it should something go wrong.
Right, absolutely. And I get it if somebody doesn't want to insure the physical damage, they want to go liability only. But one of the things they should realize is so the insurance company's putting up $1 million worth of coverage, okay? So you got $1 million. You also have legal defense.
Yeah. Right.
And legal defense is separate.
Right.
It's not out of that million. So the insurance company could pay $300,000-$500,000 in legal fees and still end up paying $1 million in loss if you had no insurance.
Oh, yeah. You're done. You're bankrupt.
You're up to creek.
So, it's important.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for joining us, Bob.
Great to see you guys.
This is Bob Mackey here from Falcon Insurance. You're going to be on site, a forum you had mentioned.
Yep. And at 10 o'clock this morning.
Okay. I'm Fast Eddie.
This is Digital Dave. And this is EAA Radio.